Welcome back. How are you liking the tour? When Waverley Cemetery was created in 1877, Victoria was our queen, and a popular joke was that table legs had to be covered up because they were too sexy. The Victorians wanted to create order and decency in every part of life, including death. The old Sydney burial grounds had become overgrown and ramshackle. Thieves and wild dogs roamed there. But Waverley was different. This was to be a place of elegant reflection, with flowers and views and white marble statuary. Just look at me, standing here so serene, my angelic wings furled. Then, among all this extravagant embellishment, almost hidden in the Catholic section up on the flat, you find the simple grave of an amazing woman, Constance Darcy. Born in 1879, Dame Constance Darcy was a world-renowned obstetrician and gynaecologist, and all her life she was a fighter. A very polite one, for the rights of women.
Well, you can congratulate me. I now have my Bachelor of Medicine and Master of Surgery from the University of Sydney. But as I am a mere woman, no Sydney teaching hospital will appoint me to their staff. I must go to the Royal Adelaide Hospital, where their views are more progressive.
That was in 1904. A year later, Constance was back in Sydney, now resident medical officer at the Royal Hospital for Women in Paddington. While working there, she saw a young woman die from a botched abortion. Constance was a devout Catholic, opposed to contraception and abortion. But many believe that seeing this young woman die was the beginning of her lifelong campaign to get better treatment for women in childbirth. She fought for the rights of women in all fields, including equal pay. But this was her crusade, to provide professional care for expectant mothers so they'd stop dropping like flies in childbirth. That's what was happening in Australia during the Great Depression. We had one of the worst maternal death rates in the world. I'd watched the coffins of poor women being brought into the cemetery, the families around the graves, heartbroken. The Minister for Health called it a national crisis. He said, "The present and future welfare, nay, the very existence of the Commonwealth, depends upon its women." What he meant was, it depended on women giving birth. He wanted a continent full of babies who'd grow up to be good little Australians. But Constance wanted something slightly different.
Health Minister Hughes speaks of the crisis facing our nation. He says our population must grow if we are to prosper and not perish. But for me, the true danger is faced by our women. One in every 200 who bring their baby to full term will die giving birth. One in every 200 will die. Our women are becoming afraid to give birth. And their families are afraid for them. As a nation, we must begin to take seriously the training of midwives. Their training is too short to teach what they must know. Life and death emergencies occur every day in childbirth. But if our nurses and midwives want the additional training that they so obviously need, they must pay for it themselves. Our government will not pay for the training. It does not value it. Meanwhile, so many women die. We must keep fighting until we change this.
And she did. There was no stopping Constance. In 1925, she and other women doctors set up a hospital for women and children in Sydney, a hospital staffed entirely by women.
The object of this hospital is to provide poor women with what many of them so badly desire, the services of their own sex in illness. It also fulfills another need. It gives to women medical students the opportunity of practical experience so necessary in the profession. There is still a prejudice against women doctors.
If I could speak as the University of Sydney's Dean of the Faculty of Medicine, I know of only two hospitals which are now paying their way, the Infants Hospital and this new hospital for women and children, both of them staffed entirely by women. It is a remarkable fact that institutions run by women should be on the right side of the ledger, while those conducted by men are in debt. However, I challenge the statement that a prejudice exists in the profession against women. There is no question of sex discrimination in medicine.
Well, of course Professor Mills would say that. And we women doctors, most of whom cannot get a position inside a hospital run by men, must sit listening to him with a straight face. Perhaps he forgets that it was only 3 years ago that we won our great victory when I was elected to the University Senate. Triumph for the sex, the newspapers called it. The first woman, and I sincerely believe not the last, to hold that office.
Constance was a beacon, leading other women on. A world-renowned gynaecologist who in 1935 was made a Dame Commander of the Order of the British Empire, Dame Constance. In 1940, the Pope honoured her with the Cross Pro Ecclesia et Pontifice for her services to medicine, surgery and women. 3 years later, Dame Constance was elected Deputy Chancellor of the University of Sydney. One more groundbreaking moment in her life. I think there should be a film made about her. It's said that a chauffeur drove her on her rounds and two unmarried sisters kept house for her. And when she died in 1950, 1,000 people came to her funeral.
Prominent medical men and distinguished citizens attended the Requiem Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral today for Dame Constance Darcy. More than 1,000 people attended, including nurses from St. Vincent's Hospital and schoolgirls who formed a guard of honour down the cathedral steps to the cortege. Following the Mass, burial took place at Waverley Cemetery.
Her death was reported around the country. After all, as the paper said, she was one of the most notable women in Australia, as well as one of the most notable Catholics, a distinguished surgeon and champion of women's rights. She did a lot of good in her life, Dame Constance. Someone should really make that film.
Waverley Cemetery. Stories of the famous and the forgotten.